You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, General Hospital fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your weekly GH prediction edition. As always, my predictions are based on recent episode activity and official ABC soap opera spoilers. I've got five juicy predictions for you, one for Drew and Nina, one for Drew and Jason, one for Dante, one for Sam and Jason, and one for Jocelyn and Dex. If you have not, please reach down and click subscribe. And now let's dig right in. I will say that the predictions this week are Jason heavy. We are looking probably at, you know, I think 6 or 8 weeks if where it's just going to be Jason Hospital. A whole lot of Jason. I'm okay with that now because I'm enjoying the storylines. I hope it doesn't become too much Jason. We'll see. But I'm totally excited that Steve Burton is back, and I'm looking forward to the twists and turns. So our first prediction, Drew and Nina plot together. So Drew broke up with Carly preemptively, basically, because Jason's back, and I think he's reading the writing on the wall, in addition to Cameron Matheson reading these scripts. And Drew thinks she's going to bend over backward for his twin brother again. And of course she is. So what was funny was he also fired Carly. Last I recall, she quit. She told him, this is my one and only edition of Crimson. I don't want to do this. And she's been at Bobby's Diner since then. So it was kind of weird that he fired her. And I'm like, did anybody read the scripts before y'all? So anyway, he's got no editor at Crimson. Drew talks to Nina this coming week, and he makes her an intriguing offer. Last we saw, of course, Drew was hating on her and threatening her, and Nina was making threats right back. With Carly out of the way, could things change between them? Maybe. I mean, they're both petty betties, right? He seems to hate his twin, and since Jason is Carly's best friend, that probably puts Stone Cold on Nina's poop list also. So I wonder if Nina and Drew may plot against Carly and Jason, or, you know, maybe Drew just wants her help with Crimson since he has no editor. We'll see. I am looking forward to these and scenes quite intensely. They come later in the week, Thursday, the 21st. Drew comes to Nina with an interesting offer that comes after the Monday 3:18 spoiler where Nina's asking Ava to advocate for her with Sunny. I just wanted to bring this up because I don't see how Nina thinks the way she's behaving is going to get Sunny to take her back. She just had her new gossip columnist crap all over Diane, Sunny's legal eagle. He's not going to like it any better than Diane did. Nina is digging her own grave where her marriage is concerned. I don't feel sorry for her at this point. Our second prediction, Jason's arrested. Did his brother Drew turn him in? Let's talk about it. On Friday, we had Drew coming to see Michael to talk to him at the gatehouse where they live. I don't know why Drew thought that he should be the one to tell Michael that he dumped his mom, but I think this is just that the writers maybe wanted to put Drew on the Quartermain property. I mean, he lives there, but specifically with Michael acting weird, with Willow acting weird, Jason's in the boathouse on the property where Drew lives. He's recovering. Willow knows he's there. Michael knows, Danny knows. I just wonder if Drew is going to sniff out the lies and the awkwardness and take a guess that his twin brother is hiding on the property. Maybe he goes looking for him. Maybe he spots him. Maybe he alerts the police or the FBI. He could even make an anonymous call. Would he do that to his twin brother? Honestly, I do. I think he would because he seems convinced that Jason shot Dante and, you know, he thinks Carly is wrong to cover for him. Plus, Drew is just jealous and butthurt. There's a reason everybody's calling him Drewfus on soap social media. Spoilers for Tuesday the 19th say someone visits Jason. Could it be Drew? I don't know. Friday the 22nd, Jason needs Diane's help. And to me, that says he's been arrested. And we have seen a behind the scenes pic of him getting his mugshot taken. So all that together points to arrest. Michael, Willow, and Danny, none of them would turn him in. So maybe Jason decides to turn himself in. That seems unlike him, though. And maybe that's why he contacts Diane, but I would not put it past Drufus to tattle on his brother. My third prediction is Dante taking a turn for the worse. So I know we're all worried about Dante. I don't think they're going to kill him. I hope not. There was a casting leak a few months back that I reported, but even back then I said I had reservations about it. They said Dom might be leaving. Back then, I said I'm reporting it because I report leaks, but I don't believe it. I just don't believe they would do it given that Lulu is in a coma and their kid needs at least one parent. But I've also seen some chatter here in the comments, other places on Soap social media about this 3-year contract renewal. So there is one person on Facebook, some rando, who swears they know somebody else on the set who knows somebody that says he just inked a new 3-year deal. That is straight up rumor. It's not even clickbait because I haven't even seen any bloggers covering it, and they shouldn't because it's nonsense. There's nothing saying that it's happening. Neither Dom Zapronia nor GH has confirmed anything. The last time he mentioned his contract status was back when he returned in 2020. I will say a 3-year contract is a unicorn in the soap world these days. It's rare. I cannot imagine GH would give anybody a 3-year contract. They gave Steve a 2-year deal and they paid out the nose for it. So those are all reasons I call shenanigans on this rumor. No reputable site has covered it. I do not believe it. So please stop dropping it in the comments. That being said, that's not why I don't think they're going to kill him off. I don't think they're going to kill him off because of Sam and because of, you know, Lulu and the kids. So I do think maybe there's some kind of turn that he takes based on some of the spoilers coming, you know, but please stop spreading the 3-year contract rumor. There was another rumor about an actor on Bold got a 3-year contract and a website whose name you would recognize, but I will not mention because they are garbage, wrote a knowingly false article. The writer later came clean, said they pressured her to do it and she quit over it. It's a site that's part of a group of 5 sites. They just make up stuff constantly. They label lies as spoilers. I'm very clear with you guys here. What's a spoiler? What's fact? What's a discussion about what might happen? I will never lie to you. I will never tell you that fiction is fact. The same cannot be said for this group of linked soap sites. They even started a YouTube channel where they try to look just like my channel and they spread the same dodgy crap. So anyway, be careful what you click on, because when you click, you reward bad behavior. So the spoiler that has me concerned about Dante possibly taking a turn for the worse is Friday the 22nd. Olivia and Cody comfort each other. That sounds really bad. So maybe Dante has some sort of complication. But then again, remember, maybe just Olivia and Cody haven't seen each other since his shooting. And this could just be the first chance that they have to talk together. And maybe he's just still not woken up. Remember, Sasha was encouraging Cody to speak with family. So maybe that's all it is. The spoiler sounds dire, but maybe it's not. Our next prediction, I think Sam McCall is going to rage at Jason Morgan. I suspect Sam's going to have a lot to say to Jason after his arrest. She, first of all, seems certain he shot Dante, and he got their son Danny to aid and abet him by asking for assistance while he was on the run from the law. Technically, their son could be arrested. Sam is not going to appreciate any of that. And I do wonder if she gets to confront Jason at the PCPD. And of course, he's going to tell her he didn't shoot Dante and would never hurt Dante. I just wonder if she will hear the truth or if she will continue raging. The Danny stuff is understandable, her anger at that. I mean, I think all moms will be mad like that. But Jason might be upset that Sam would ever think that he would hurt someone she loved, you know? We have no Sam spoilers for this week, but we know that she is going to have scenes because Dante remains in the hospital and Jason should be arrested by Friday the 22nd, I think, because that's when Jason needs Diane's help. Our last prediction, I think Jocelyn is going to forgive Dex and beg him to stay. So Joss blows up at Dex on Monday because Nina lobbed a grenade into their relationship. This is just, you know, one more thing, by the way, that Nina has done that is going to make Sunny want to get even further away from her if possible. She is not even trying to respect what she knows would be his wishes. I mean, it is her life. She can do what she wants. She can burn down as many bridges as she wants, but she has to realize there's going to be consequences to her actions. And this time, the immediate consequences, though, are on not her, but Dex. So Joss breaks up with Dex on Monday, but then she talks to Trina on Monday and Carly on Tuesday. So she, I think, is probably going to change her mind. I mean, she loves Dex. She knows he's done bad things for Sunny. So this whole thing is kind of a dim bulb moment to me. Monday the 18th, spoilers say Jocelyn grills Dex about what Nina said, and he admits he went to GH to kill Cyrus Renault while he was stuck in that hospital bed, but he didn't kill him, but only because Sunny called off the hit. And that's a problem for her. She says she can't deal with it, that, you know, she understands if he kills someone in self-defense or while there's, you know, a gun battle and he's protecting Sunny. But if you remember, the very first time they met, he was beating the crap out of that skeevy photographer, reporter guy. I can't remember which one he was, or both. And that was on Sunny's order. So that was not self-defense. It wasn't protecting Sunny from bodily harm. That was a cold-blooded, brutal attack on someone weaker than him. So yeah, Joss has known exactly who Dex is from the moment that they met. So in the end, I don't think she'll be able to stay away from him because she is her mother's daughter, and that's her mob guy, just like Jason is Carly's mob guy. We'll see how it goes. Those are all of our predictions. Drop your comments. I can't wait to hear what you think. If you think things are going a different way, that's fine. Drop those comments too. I love reading your comments. Be sure and subscribe if you haven't, and come back soon. We're here talking General Hospital 7 days a week. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.